Hello everyone, this is Kai, and this is another episode of All Things Kai. We will be discussing some light stalking today.
Yes, that's the topic.
Some light stalking. I will be talking about my one and only, I think, stalking incident. This happened when I was just fresh out of secondary school and carefree. I got this knock on the door. Someone knocked and I opened. Turned out it was my neighbor's staff. My neighbor in the next compound. His staff came around. This nice looking guy, he was handsome, very, very tall, came in. I offered him a seat. He sat down and said he had something to talk with me over. And I offered him something to drink, which he turned down. So I sat down and asked him to go ahead. So he told me how he had followed me around for the better part of a year. He had followed me around. And by follow, yes, I meant he had stalked me. He had basically stalked me, yes, for a year. He had followed me around daytime, nighttime, whenever. I asked him how that could have been. And he told me, you know, what my morning routine was. He told me about times I had gone at night to run errands for my parents. He had told me about people I'd stopped to say hi to, someone who had stopped me to ask me for directions. He gave me a verbal evidence of the fact that he had been following me around that whole time. And here I was, you know, little kid, fresh out of secondary school. So I asked him how old he was, and he told me he was 25. I asked him how old he thought I was, and he guessed. I told him he was wrong. I told him how old I was, and he was sorry, basically. He was sorry, and he told me that was why he needed to apologize, and he had known, of course, what he was doing was wrong, but he couldn't help himself, and that he had decided to move out of the neighborhood, but he didn't want to do that without unburdening himself of the truth. So he had sought me out to tell me what had happened. Now, I'm someone who has a very good relationship with her mom. I have this very good relationship with my mom. I can tell her everything or anything, and I do that because I know she would be objective enough to give me advice, and I couldn't tell her. I still have not been able to tell my mom to this day what had happened, because my mom is a working mom. She leaves the house very early, and then when she comes back it's late at night, and I had to stay home and take care of my brothers and everything, and telling her about it would have made her feel bad, and it would have made her feel helpless about the fact that she has to work and she can't stay home to take care of us, and I had been in some sort of danger, and there was nothing she could have done to prevent it, or there was nothing she could have done to protect me from it. So I just never got around to telling my mom. But that single incident created a ripple effect for me. It created a ripple effect in that I went from being carefree, not being so worried about what I was wearing. I was able to wear my shorts and skimpy dresses and clothes tightly molded to my body, But I couldn't do that anymore. I became agoraphobic. I wanted to hide myself away from the world. I was uncomfortable every time I had to step out of the house. I literally got panic attacks each time I had to step out of the house because I became uncomfortable about someone else following me or people looking at me. So if I didn't have a companion to leave the house with, then I was going nowhere. I would stay in the house and not do whatever it is my mom had asked me to do outside the house. She would come home and scold, and she would be really mad at me, but I couldn't even tell her what was going on. So it took me years. It took me years to get over that whole incident. It took me years to get over not being able to step out of the house. It took me years to get over wanting to hide myself in ill-fitting clothing and wearing muddy, unappealing colored clothes because I wanted to prevent anyone from taking so much as a second look at me. My mom was also baffled because I had gone from being this person who loved wearing bright colors and beautiful clothes and being carefree about what exactly I was wearing to being someone who consciously tried to wear absolutely ugly clothes. She had no idea what was going on, and she asked me a few times. I couldn't tell her because I felt the need to protect her and hide the truth from her because I didn't want her to feel bad. Well, that was how my singular, I think that's the only time, I don't know if it has happened ever again, but I think that's the one time I was stalked. And that was how badly it affected me and took me years to get over. Now, I don't know how many of us have gone through stalking incidents and how it has affected us, but I would love to hear what you have to say in the comment section. Please let me know, have you been stalked before, or you know someone who has been stalked? How did it affect them? And how did they get over it, if it affected them as deeply as mine affected me? I would like to know. So thank you so much for listening, and this has been an exciting episode for me. It was difficult for me to do this, but I'm happy I've been able to do this. And thank you so much for listening.